My name's Jeff Cusson, and I'm with Saunders Real Estate.
Tell us a little bit about citrus sales on the East Coast and some trends in 2014.
Well, as risk has gone up in the citrus industry, the return expectations are higher for the investors. So Groveland's really selling at an expected return. And those run anywhere from 10 to 15% or so, depending on the variety. Grapefruit and some of the specialty fruit tend to be a little higher risk than the oranges. And as a consequence, the buyers are expecting a little bit higher return on them.
So what kind of land prices have we seen in sales?
The transition lands that are converting to other ag uses bottomed out about 4 years ago in the $2,500 to $3,000 an acre range. We're seeing an upward trend on that, and they're going anywhere from $3,500 to about $5,000 an acre now. Percentage-wise, it's a pretty sizable increase in recent years. Producing groves are going anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000 an acre, depending on the varieties, depending on the return. Are they on a paved road? How close to town? Those types of things are the drivers of it.
We heard about consolidation in the industry. Are you seeing that over in the river area?
We are. We're seeing in large parcels of land are going at a premium. The investors that are coming in are mostly institutional type investors, and they're looking for sizable tracts, preferences over 1,000 acres.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.